Unit 6. The Sixth Sense. Page 163.
Personal profile. My name is Mildred Kaiser. I am 30 years old and live in Anchorage, Alaska. I work for a high-tech company. I like science fiction books and movies. I am also interested in the supernatural. This is the story of what happened to me. The 3-day seminar in Homer, Alaska, had been terribly disappointing. We heard boring speeches about dull topics. I wanted to head for home, but unfortunately, I had to attend a dinner party for the participants of the seminar. It was after 10 p.m. when I finally left for home in Anchorage, 200 miles away. The drive along the winding mountainous road was getting to me. I began to see things that weren't really there. Thinking that I saw a moose run out onto the road in front of my car, I turned the steering wheel to one side and almost wrecked the car. I was exhausted and decided that it was time to pull off the road and take a nap. A mile further down the road, I noticed a public campground, but it was closed. Fearing if I pulled too far off the road, my car would get stuck in the deep snow, I found a place that looked reasonably safe near the road and parked my car. Suddenly, I had an eerie feeling. I was about 70 miles from Homer in the middle of nowhere. I couldn't overcome my anxiety, although there was no real reason for it. I climbed into the back of the car to try and get some sleep. I tossed and turned restlessly. I just couldn't fall asleep. I was beginning to feel panicky. I looked into the darkness outside the window of the car. The bushes were moving. Was there a wind? I couldn't hear any wind in the car. Then I heard what sounded like stones rolling down a hill. Was it the sound of footsteps? It couldn't be. There were no other cars around, and no one lived in the area. My heart pounded in my ears as if the words were being shouted in my mind. Danger! 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 Get out of here! I jumped back into the front seat, started the car, and drove off as fast as I could, with the voice still screaming in my mind. Hurry! 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 I didn't stop till I got home to Anchorage. When I woke up the next morning, the streets were covered with a thick layer of snow and the sun was shining brightly. Suddenly, I felt like laughing. How could I have been such a coward last night? I had just let my imagination play tricks on me, I told myself. Then, I opened the newspaper and the headline screamed at me. Family of five murdered in roadside park near Homer. I don't know what saved me. Was it a sixth sense? Something that warned me of an approaching danger? Was I just plain lucky? Or was it a combination of the two? I don't have any definite answers, but the question remains. What made me decide to drive home? What was the voice that I heard in my mind? People who are skeptical might say that I had heard scary sounds. But that just doesn't satisfy me. I believe that I'm alive today because I followed my feelings.